We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes. Sorry if I'm a bit croaky, DJ. This croaky. My new pets have giving me a bit of a cuddle. I don't know what's going
They're coming out of the walls.
Game over, man.
Oh, game over, man. Oh, my God. We talked about that last week. It's like, we'll talk about it later. We'll get to that later. Holy cow. Another coming in hot. Coming in hot, Steve, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a drop ship on LV-426.
There you go.
Yeah.
We didn't even plan that one. That was good. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're professionals, Steve.
Incorporating
something or other. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So you like my little new pet. He's very affectionate.
Where did you get that? Have you had it, or did you get it for this week?
I've had this for years. Yeah, a long time. Oh, yeah? This is from my old cinema room. Yeah, it's little plushy face hugger, which does seem a bit weird, doesn't it? But still.
Yeah. Is it soft like a stuffed animal?
Yeah, it's literally plushy. Yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah, it's soft.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's literally just like, it's kind of velvet. It's kind of, weird.
Oh, I thought they would be like the ones in, I was going to say the ones in real life. Those aren't plushy.
No, that is true.
Yeah, they're like slimy and like lizard-like, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I've never run into one, luckily.
Well, that's good. That's good news, because people that do don't tend to last very long. Just like my shipmates on, the Nostromo wearing this.
You're all done up. It was like the first time John Thompson was on, when he did Take Over Tuesday with me. And it was like, I think it was
Oppenheimer shirt.
Oppenheimer, yeah. Barbie. He had the Barbie shirt. He had, we were talking Oppenheimer, and he had on, the hat from either like Indiana Jones or something.
The fedora.
The fedora's like that. Mm-hmm. But it was also an homage to Oppenheimer, because he had his hat and everything. And then I'm like, sorry, buddy, this is Takeover Tuesday. So I everybody. Yeah. And he immediately went like this. He's like, oh, okay. He left the shirt on. So,
that's good news.
Yeah, that was nice. But that was funny.
Because it's a different show if he takes his shirt off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I would have put that one out. I don't know.
Oh man. Yes.
I just looked briefly at the chat. The first thing I see is DJ probably getting the sawdust off. No, literally didn't even have time to do that. Still covered in sawdust. I need to get out of here at 6:30. So only hour and a half, hour and 27 minute show. I know we're 3 minutes late. Sorry, everybody. But I got to get back and get prepped for the tomorrow morning. More stuff for the HVAC guys. So sorry about that, but we'll have fun in the meantime.
Oh, what a show in the meantime. Yeah.
How was your week?
Busy, but it's been great. I mean, busy at work, busy with the teaching and everything else. It's just getting busier, but I've still managed to force time to go on a Cameron extravaganza. It has been awesome. And we're going to set the record straight tonight, Deej.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you now.
Oh man. I'm looking at these here and I'm just, I see another one that I didn't know you had thrown in. I'm looking at your list here and somehow one of them snuck past me. So I'm kind of excited. I mean, I saw most of them and, one of them I was like, oh yes, I was excited because I actually got to watch it, most of it, not all of it, but. We'll talk about that then. So
There is going to be some potential controversy or controversy tonight when we set the record straight.
Yes.
Put the world to rights. That's my plan anyway on three of my four choices this week.
Three of them. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I've got four, and three of them are potentially controversial.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the other one hasn't made it to be controversial yet, correct?
Yes.
Well, is that indeed. What you're thinking? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before that, before we get to that, let's say hi to John. We didn't even say hi to John last week. I don't know if he's in the chat, but I know he's still listening. So, John, still miss you, buddy.
Hey, John.
We were supposed to talk. I still haven't. I'm like, call me. Hey, let's do the news. Like, yeah, sure. 2 days later, I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't talk to John. But, yeah, it'll be great getting him back. I know things are going well, as well as can be expected for him. But yeah, so the other thing is – what, thank you to patrons. I got something special lined up, but things are getting held back. So, I'm very excited for that for you guys. It'll be a chat, coming soon. The other announcement, this isn't Patreon related, but, Expona, I'm leaving Thursday morning. My son and I flying to Chicago Thursday morning. We're coming back Saturday. So we missed part of it. I was talking with Giles the other day, and I guess there's a press party or something Saturday night. And I'm like, oh, well, wah, wah. So I won't be at that. But anybody there, you'll see me and my son. I'll have my Brightside stuff on. I got him a press pass. He's host slash cameraman. So we got our press passes and everything like that. So very excited for that. I got some exciting stuff going on out there. So really excited. So if anybody's around in that area, stop in, say hi. If you see me wandering around, I know it's hard to find people because those things are usually pretty crazy.
Just follow the smell of the sawdust.
Yeah. I'm going to shower before I leave. Well, it's after Wednesday. I shower every Wednesday, just like when I was a kid, you know,
bath time. Clockwork.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. We had a little, I do want to touch on it because it's been a while. Before we get to it, why don't you go through the chat? Cause I see people like, hi, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, when I tuned in at about 1:45 as I normally do, and there were 38 comments already. So that's between Mikey Schramm, who was in first. Well done, Mike. You've done it this one. Steve Att and Van Gool. They were all in early and chatting away. So that was very cool. So we've got them all in. Hi, fellas. We have got Paul Hertz in. Hi, Paul.
I'm just looking now. I just scroll back.
Yeah.
Mikey jumps in at 4:11. Steve Att jumps in at 4:16. There's a conversation going on from 4:60, 4:32. We don't go on till 5. Jeez.
It's like the green room all over again.
We don't even need to be here.
Great. So Scruffy's in as well. Paul's in, as I said. Dom's in. Hiya, Dom. We have got the world here. Who else? Mark Hader's in. Paul is in as well. Jasper has just dropped in to say hi as well, Jas, who's via Twitter, as he often is.
Nice.
Hi, guys. There is some cool stuff to talk tonight. I am very excited.
Yeah. Johnny Speakers just said hi, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Hi, just Johnny. Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Johnny Speakers. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm.
And anyone else that's in the chat, we always say it, you know, because it's usually or pretty much always someone's first show. So if you're, listening, you're watching, you want to say hello, obviously don't do it if this is the, audio only version because we're long gone. But if you're watching live and you're in the chat and you want to say hi, please do. And we like to know when new people are in, and we always say hi, and it's a very constructive community. No one's nasty unless it's me, and that's only if you start telling me off about, spoilers on Multiverse of Madness. Other than that, we're pretty friendly.
Pretty friendly.
Oh, in the Fifth Element. You will get told off if you mention that, but other than that, it's fine.
A couple of things. Did you hear any of my conversation today with Brett?
No, not a second. As yet. I finished off last week's. Which is very, very fun. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, and then I need to, I haven't had a chance to do this one yet, but I will. That'll be my trip into work tomorrow.
Brett and I, full disclosure for everybody, it's like, there is home theater chat in there. We get into a lot of lighting and stuff for home theaters, for homes and stuff. But it's a lot of DIY stuff because we're both going through a lot right now with our respective houses, right? So it was a lot of fun. I mean, I had a lot of fun. Thank you to Brett for jumping on, because it was literally like, I thought I had an opening. I think I cut it out of the beginning of the show. Him and I were talking about it, and I was just like, you guys don't need to hear all that again. But, he just jumped on, and he's like, it was funny. We're about to get on, and I'm texting him, and he goes, I need about an hour. I go, well, then I'll only have an hour. And he goes, all right. He goes, I don't need to shower, do I? I'm like, no. He goes, I'll just throw a hat on. It's like, everybody, this is audio, guys. Come on. So we had a blast. But we talked afterwards. It hadn't dropped yet, but he has a new video of Facnatics on bass management. So go to Facnatics on YouTube. Just Google FAQ and it'll come up first anyways. He's already got like 4,000 or 5,000 hits on it. So views on it. It's really, really good. Anthony Grimani's basically just goes, and it's like, and Brett did some editing of it too. And Anthony can chat. I can't wait to get him here, but he can talk, and you can see it's pretty funny, but they talk about how to manage bass, how to, you know, outside the room, inside the room, how to get the most out of your room, all of that stuff. So definitely check that out. Tom,
yeah, Tom,
you talk more than you DJ, which is unusual.
Dom, I don't know if you were around for the 25-hour podcast. No one can talk like Deej. And while we're talking about that, if you want to see Brett keeping us all very amused.
Yeah,
go over to watch the last sort of four or five hours of that.
Third video, last four, 3 hours, definitely. Start at the four and you get to see the Leaning Tower of Brett.
Including when he falls off the couch and thinks he's cut out, that we will cut everyone else off.
So fun. So definitely check that out. And I got something special planned for next week's Takeover Tuesday too. So definitely check that out. Steve, we haven't talked about it in a while. That little tweet that you couldn't comment on. Let's take a moment.
Yes.
What the hell? It's amazing that this stuff still goes on when there's so much information out there.
I mean, I do you know what I was, just so in case people are wondering, someone put a tweet out this week saying that they are bemoaning the poor state of mastering of TV and film because, they're too dark and you can't see it.
Right.
And very quickly it transpired that this person is watching on a laptop and is really upset that you can't watch it very clearly on a laptop. I mean, look, I'm not glass houses and all that. I've been known to watch the odd movie on my iPad, and indeed on my phone, Lucy. However, what I didn't do is then immediately go online and start saying, oh, it's not been optimized for my iPhone. It just what is going on? So I was not about to step into it. John Thompson did.
Oh yeah.
Just got to chuck the grenade in. Yeah. Someone did as well. Someone else did as well. But I just why?
Well, here's the epitome of it. I learned this a long time ago, and most intelligent people learn this. I probably learned it later than most, but before you go off half-cocked, that's where this term comes from. Before you go off half-cocked with an idea or like, this is really, like, just that tweet alone, like, put yourself in the other person's shoes for a moment. Do you really think, I don't care what you're watching it on, right? Because we see that on people with the, I don't need calibration, but why is this so dark? Okay. But people, like, do you really think that that's what they're doing in Hollywood? Like, let's just master this really dark. Take for a moment to think about the other side, and maybe you'll see the perspective that it's you. And it's not the mastering.
It's just, I mean, we're still there after, you know, the Game of Thrones thing from what, 2018, 2019, whenever it was. And we're still this uninformed, unoriginal kind of nonsense. And like I say, blaming Hollywood because your laptop can't show it how you want to see it. You know, just like I said, I was, again, it's one of those ones. It happens fairly frequently where I'll start composing a tweet calling someone an idiot and then decide I can't be bothered. And then and on that occasion, like, I don't even know where to start here.
Right.
It's just like, I haven't got the time. And all you're going to do is push back from someone that doesn't really know what they're doing. And the thing that always comes up to mind is, you know, never argue with idiots because all they'll do is beat you with experience and drag you down to their level.
Yeah, it's entertaining. Yeah. And that's what, like, I'm not ranting about it. I'm not mad. I find it hysterical. I like, in all meanings of the word hysterical, I find it funny. I think they're hysterical. But Symphonics Audio says, it's like expecting the average people to know or understand or even use critical thinking these days is a far stretch. And it's so true. But what's funny is it's the people that, like, you will never see me arguing with like a professional or anything that I don't know about, right? Like, I'm not going to argue with you, Steve, on the legalities of, you know, English law.
Oh, come on. Please do. Right?
I will question it. I will absolutely question it. And sometimes that can come off as an argument, but that's me go, but really that's the way they do. And you and I have had those conversations. Like, you guys do that and blah, blah, blah. So, it's not bad to question. That's how you learn. But when people go off and they're like, and I've had conversations in person, online, and be like, well, I don't really know about this. Right. But you're all angry and you think it should be better, but you don't know how. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just struck me as weird that you then blame Hollywood because you're watching, you know, and I mean, I didn't really look in any detail at what equipment he's using, even with the laptop, but by definition, they're going to be hindered by the light, by where you're watching it, the size of the screen, you know, everything about it is not conducive to getting the best picture. I've watched movies on my iPad and my iPhone. I move around a lot. I have a lot of waiting time. That's why the new gaming machine is so cool, because I've got that to fill time at police stations when I get unexpected delays. It's great. Have you ever seen a lawyer playing a computer game? But anyway, what I don't do is watch something on it and then turn around and blame the makers for how I'm watching it. The delivery system, if you will.
Correct.
Because that's not their fault.
No. And it's, you know, I'd like Ian saying here, he said, didn't he mention one of Batman movies being too dark? I'm sure it has it. I'm sure it as the Dark Knight, LOL. The clue is in the name of the movie. But it's like, that's all you can do is laugh at these people. But to your credit, Steve, when you, and you opened like almost like the conversation with this, when you did that with Lucy, it was completely different. You didn't get mad at any producers or any of the tech. You were just like, I didn't find that movie to be that entertaining. And then I was like, oh, but the, you know, and we weren't really, we DM'd at the time. I think that was the extent of it. And I was like, oh, it's an amazing base experience. And you're like, all right, I'll give it another shot. And you're like, oh, wow. And that's when you came out with, I watched it on my iPhone. And so it's like, but you weren't mad. You know, you weren't mad at the people for the, like, the production and everything, so.
No. I mean, you cannot turn around and blame them for your equipment. It just isn't right, is it? I mean, I remember that. I was on the treadmill when I was sending the DMs. I can remember it clearly. I didn't know where to begin with that other than it's not cool. I mean, Well, I did, but I wonder whether the journalist was not speaking to us and was talking to a different generation, those that do exclusively watch stuff on laptops, phones, and iPads. And I wonder whether that's really who he was talking to. I'm trying to be generous here. I wonder whether that's who he was really talking to, point. Not us.
He so might have actually been doing it like tongue in cheek at the people that do that. Who knows? But
yeah.
Either way, the point remains. It's like people are like that. Give them credit. Try and look at, and that's exactly what I just said earlier. I'm like, look at it from their perspective. Maybe that's what they were pushing back on. So that's great. All right. Let's get to some fun.
It was an interesting, actually, what we're talking about. That John, again, good old John Thompson tweeted some stuff about about some of the remastering about stuff we're going to talk about a little later. Film historian, very well-known film historian, talking about how it's, you know, this is what we're doing. Yeah. You know, but again, you can't really push back on these things if you can't see it, you know, but oh well.
Hey, you know, it's
all fun and games.
It is. It is. And it's, I'm my buddy, Jim Calibrator. It's like stuff like this drove him away from the internet. He's like, you know, you just can't read this stuff. You can't, he's so serious. And he's like, and people telling him he's wrong, and he's professional Calibrator, right? Yeah, has done Hollywood homes and producers' houses, houses.
Yeah, I mean, that's your answer, isn't it? We are preaching to the converted here, to all the people in the chat, looking at those numbers. But we're preaching to the converted, I think, generally, but those wondering, if you're not watching on your laptop and you've got a decent screen and you've spent a lot of money on it, and if you think it's too dark or you don't think it's right, think about a calibration and have it done by someone that knows what they're doing, and then see what you think of it, because you might well find, actually, it's the system and it's just not set up right. You don't have to. We always say you don't have to get it calibrated, but you should if you can.
Because if you want to if you like critical viewing, you're into that, you know, if you've never had one and you're being critical, it's, you know, not that you can't be. Stuff today is pretty good out of the box. But to really answer those questions in your head, then it makes you feel a lot better when you're like, I know this is how it's supposed to look. I might not like it. I can tweak from there. So that was fun. It's always fun. I loved your tweet. Steve, you're growing up, buddy. You used to get angry and yell at them. And I like how you're evolving. You were just like, I just can't. Something like that, right? I just can't.
Well, that's the thing. You kind of, a short tweet that just says, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I loved it. And it was like, that grabbed my attention. I was like, Steve saying he's not doing something? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Which fund do you want to open with first? Oh,
why don't we sandwich the two 4Ks either side, the two big ones either side. So we'll start with the first big one, then the two awesome ones, and then the ultra awesome one at the end.
Ah, I gotcha. I
think you must know what I mean.
Yeah. I haven't even shared the screen yet here. So, you know, you can't even see what I'm bringing up yet. So,
okay. I think I know.
Yeah. I'll bring it up for you here.
Yeah. Go on. Hey, Francis. Francis is in the chat saying hello. Oh, yeah. That's the one. Let's do that first.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We are kicking off, those watching, in case you haven't seen my tweets about it all week, we are kicking off the Cameron Arama.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, it doesn't.
We should do that. We should do a show like this once a year. Cameron show. We should do
Ridley Scott. You could do Spielberg. You can do
Spielberg.
You
know,
Villeneuve.
Nolan.
Of course.
That should be part of the 24-hour show.
Yes,
the middle 12, the Nolan clips.
The Nolan ending story.
Look at you. All right. Well, that'll come another time. Let's get to these Cameron ones. Here we go.
Yeah.
The sounds.
Whoops, wrong button.
Oh, yeah. Hey. You mentioned John, you brought him in.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, ladies and gents, is True Lies. Finally on 4K UHD disc and in Dolby Atmos. So this is of the two really big ones we're talking about this week. This is the only one that's out over here. Came out here last week. The one we're talking about at the end, I had to import. True Lies. Finally, we get this over here in 4K UHD and Dolby Atmos. As I say, you guys have had it for a while over there. And this one, as with just about every disc we are talking about tonight, has been much maligned. This one in particular, and of the three that came out all together with The Abyss, True Lies and Aliens, this is the one that has been the most kind of lambasted, although I think they all have been. I watched it this week. I don't love True Lies. I really, really like it, but I don't love it.
The movie for now.
Yeah. So I like it a lot. Always have, but it's, I don't love it because I'm a kid of the '80s, I suppose. And so to me, Arnie peaked with Predator and Commando and, you know, The Running Man and movies like that, that then Terminator one, well, and two, but that goes into the '90s. And so he peaked with those. So this is a really, really good movie, but it's not my absolute
Kindergarten
favorite.
Cop.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry. You're right. So it was, love to, you know, derail you.
Yeah. You're going to say Junior, you know, Jingle All the Way.
Twins was good.
Twins was great. Yeah. But again, 90s, not 80s. No, 88. Twins, 88?
Yeah.
Must have been. Yeah.
That was one of his first comedies, or if not his first comedy, which I think probably led to this.
Yeah.
You know, his rapport with Danny DeVito was fantastic. And then his rapport in this one with, what's his name?
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold is, that's what makes it one of my favorites for me. But,
it is really, really good. Like I said, it's just not my, you know, it's not up there with some of the others, in terms of either Cameron's work or Arnold Schwarzenegger's work.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very good, but it's not for me. I don't love it. But anyway, I watched it this week and I still really, really like it. And this is the way to see the movie. Now, I suppose we should say right at the top, Deej, and I'll repeat it later in case people come in late. These are our opinions only. Other opinions are available. They're wrong, but there are other opinions are available. I'm just kidding. Other opinions are available. But this is my opinion and yours, because I know you've seen this in 4K as well. But my opinion is this. So I did enjoy the film and I did like it. I think there are some issues with its, some of the way it presents women and things, but that's a separate story and it's from the '90s. So these things happened. Now the video. So, lots of people complaining about it's soft and it's inconsistent and there are issues with the mastering. I'm not allowed to use the letters AI, by the way, Deej. John Thompson told me off for that. So it's not AI, apparently. He says this is just a mastering done to 11, I think he said. So it's not AI, all right? So won't say AI. So anyway, and look, all of those complaints, I think, to a degree are valid. It is inconsistent. There are some very soft shots. There are some issues with some waxy looking faces here and there. Do I care? No.
No.
Why not? Because it still looks bloody good.
Yeah.
And at times it looks fantastic. And so I cannot in good conscience get on this bandwagon and go, oh, that shot didn't look good at the 1 hour and 27 minute mark. And that bit didn't look great. I don't care. It's such a fun film. Yeah. Overall, it suits the movie. I think it's been shot in a very particular way. And I had a great time with how it looked. It's not perfect, but it's damn good. And hey, it's 4K and it's True Lies. And we haven't had this for 20 plus years. So I don't get I can't get on board with people just complaining about it. We've got it after all this time and it's damn good. So that's that. Also then, the audio, we get it in Atmos. You know, how easy would it have been? Yeah. So Steve Atz says simple equation, 4K. Yeah, greater than DVD. I think that's what that means, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
My maths is not being brilliant. My symbology not being great. But yes, there's no question with that, Steve. Yes, it is way better than the DVD. And, you know, it looks great. Now, we get Dolby Atmos. How easy would it have been for Disney / Fox to go, well, look, tell you what we'll do. We'll push this out with a Dolby True HD soundtrack or a DTS HD. We'll give it 6 months and then we'll hit them with Dolby Atmos. How easy would it have been for them to do that? But no, we get a fully remastered 4K image and Dolby Atmos. And the Atmos track is really good fun. And there are some very nice overhead effects with the Harriers. There's some very nice sort of underwater stuff as well at the beginning. And you know, when it's all kicking off, when the guns are firing, it's all around the room and it sounds really, really good. I did enjoy this, and this is how I want to see the movie. And okay, if you've really got upset about it, if your panties are in a bunch, because, you know, you're not happy with how it looks, don't buy it. That's fine. You know, stick with your DVD or your Spanish Blu-ray version, which I've got. But for me, this is the version I'll watch. And I think I'll watch it again and again and again because it's great. And I think you'd have to be churlish to say it's not good enough to own and it's not good enough to watch. I think it's great. Now, you know, we'll talk more and think about how it compares to some of the others. You know, I mean, it's not as good as The Abyss in terms of its image quality. We'll talk at the end about the one I'm really excited about. You might have seen some clues with the face hugger and the shirt. And by the way, any pedants out there, by the way, I know this is Alien, right? And not like, because it should be the Sulaco. I get it. That's fine. All right. But, you know, just in case people, I get letters. So we'll talk more about that in comparison with the others towards the end, but it's really good fun and I really enjoyed it, and this is the version to own. So if you're not sure, I say get this. So Siphonics Audio saying, is it lazy Atmos or are they actually used close to real immersive effect? Bearing in mind it's a movie from the mid-90s, none of these three, and True Lies, The Abyss, or the one we're going to talk about at the end. None of these three have had the just Atmos button hit. I don't think they've just gone whack it on and who cares, you know, or got the impression it's just an upmix DTS HD mix. There is proper positioning of audio in all of these. And I mean, if you're not sure, my review of The Abyss talks more about that a couple of weeks back, which I thought was awesome. I absolutely love the sound on that. And this is really good for a movie in the mid-90s. So your gunshots sound like they all did in the 90s. You don't get the punch in the chest with, you know, big high-caliber weapons, but you do get bass and you do get some surround activity in this. If you like the movie, this is the version to buy, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and what do you reckon, Deej? What do you say? Because we've never really talked in detail about this, I don't think, did we? So what do you say?
No, I talked about it back in December when they all dropped. They came out, a couple of days after Titanic on Kaleidoscape. So, and I went through them all and I loved every second of it. Watching True Lies, yes, there are some where you're looking at the face and it's a little bit waxy at times and you're like, wait a minute. It's kind of shocking at first because most of the scenes is so much detail, you know. Jamie Lee Curtis has never looked better. It's like the detail, just really, really good, right? But then, there are times when you look at, Tom Arnold or Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you like see their faces and it's like, but then on Jamie Lee Curtis, it didn't feel like it happened as often. And I remember watching it thinking, and I think I told you guys this back in December, is like, remember, Moonlighting, and they'd have Bruce Willis's face and it was like, you could see every wrinkle and scruff on his face. And then they go to Sybil Shepherd and it was like, you just blurred, right? They had Vaseline a filter on it. Yeah. And it's like, I was wondering if Vaseline lens, it's funny. I used to do that in college around the edges to get that blurred image. I was wondering if they did that. And now because they're up converting it to 4K and we're getting more details, like what happens here? I don't know, but I don't care. Cause like you said, it does look fantastic. That opening scene in the water. And like under the water and the sounds in the room, going back to Siphonic's comment about the Atmos, I haven't had time to read up on any of this, but I believe these are all remastered. So they went back in and they remastered these for, you know, Atmos to take advantage of all the channels and move them up, as opposed to what we've speculated in the past where sometimes like, can they just take a track and basically do what we do is up convert it, right? If they just gave us DTS Master Audio and we up convert it, it still sounds fantastic. But this does sound like those Harrier incidents when he takes off or when they come by, cause there's a couple of shots and there's one when they're in the helicopter and looking down at them and it's not as elevated. But later on, you see them go by. And when she's trying to get out of the limo and the helicopter's overhead, she's being pulled. I mean, it is very immersive. going back to Roadhouse, I was going to say this on Roadhouse. Did you think what I thought when he was on the bus and the bridge and they showed the bridge out and that tree growing? I was like, eh, is that an homage to True Lies? When they blew
that's
the bridge
make you out. Wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was like, that would have been pretty cool.
No, it would. And the other, you talk about the jump jets, the landing bit as well, where the camera's locked off and it comes from above and lands, and that's all in one shot. That's nice as well. You can hear it, you know, in the ceilings and hear it, follow it down the wall as it comes down and then lands, you know, in sort of front center.
Yeah.
As I said, genuinely, this is the version to own.
I wish I had the timestamp. I wish I had the time to promise you that I'll give it to you. But we all know it. It's when Arnold gets in it and takes off, that scene, like, so first you get the sound of it starting up, which sounds amazing, right? And you got to go back to back in the 90s, 80s, and we heard about the Harriers, and I had a model of that. That was like the mystery jet back then, because you're like, they can hover and they can do, and then you find out later, it's like, yeah, they can only hover for like 10 seconds, then they explode because they get too hot. But that scene is a great audio demonstration, but it's so much fun to watch over and over because of Tom Arnold. He's like, I got to be honest with you. That's a Tasker takeoff right there. It's like, and he's backing into stuff. So the Harrier's backing into police cars on one side of the room, then it's going to the other side of the room. But you have Tom Arnold's commentary. It's like, maybe we should run for cover. It's so good. It's like, how do you not have fun with this movie? Be amazed at the audio and then just sit there and go, a little waxy in that 10 seconds.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just, it's overanalyzing it just for overanalyzing sake.
Right.
Excuse me. And so that's what I struggle with. People are out there that want to know about bit rates and they want to know about every little bit about it, but that's not, it's not why we're here. We're here for the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the experiences. That's why we're here. So if you want to know what the average bit rate is, then go look for it. But that's not what these things are for.
Yeah. The irony is a bit rate's meaningless because you have no idea you could have a fantastic scene that's a very low bit rate because there's not a lot of movement. Right. But then you do a scene where like the wind's blowing in the background and it's a very high bit rate scene, but it might not look that good, but it takes a lot more bit rate to get that image on the screen because there's so many transition things. Like it's constantly changing. Right. So it's, look at all that bit rate. Okay. Whatever. Did you have fun?
Yeah. And that's it. And yes, I did. We've got a new term. So obviously you put this one up, Siphonics Audio saying yes, but is it Lazy Atmos? And Francis coming in hot with Lazy Atmos. Now I don't have that on my AV receiver.
Exactly.
Awesome. And then Van Gool saying new term here, Lazy Atmos. I heard Static Atmos and Dynamic Atmos. Now we've got Lazy Atmos.
Yeah. I said, what did I say? I said stuff like that. Static picture. And dynamic, static.
Yeah, as in
ratio, the, static ratio and a dynamic ratio. It's like a static ratio. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's so great. Awesome.
Yeah. My view, and I know I've said it, I'll quickly say it again. My view is if you like this movie, don't be put off by those that are saying it's really bad. It's not. And if you've got a decent setup, and again, we're preaching to the converted here, then, you know, go for it. You will be glad you did, I believe, at least on the whole.
There might be some converted, but I think most of the people already thought that, and that's why they're here. Because they're tired here and you know what I mean? They're like, we didn't change any of these people's minds. They already knew it. They were smart enough, and now they're here, and they're like, hey, like Siphonic says here, and he's like, thanks, fellas. He's like, good to have some important dialogue on these topics, you know? And it's like, cause there's so much, and that's, you know, when we started doing this, it was like, there's so much negativity. Let's talk about that. Hey, that 10 seconds isn't perfect, but the movie's awesome. Nobody wants to tell you that part. All right. Let me see.
In the number stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, people are having fun. That's good. I'm having fun. Can you tell, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Am I in a little different mood right now?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hey, man. Well, float your boat. Oh, yeah. And now we've got something exciting as well. Oh, yeah.
Yes. This, I had to ask Steve if this happened before, if it was in the last show. I'm like, I've showed. So I shared this with the Patreon supporters, like the day it happened. But, I got a video for everybody to watch here. And, I'll talk over the video because if it has no audio to it, let me add this to the stage. Here we go. This is, let's see. Will it play? Play. Come on, folks. Maybe it won't play.
History in the making here.
Yeah.
Want to see the, yeah.
Come on. Anyways, well, I can do this. There we go.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
That's me picking up the wall. I build the walls on the ground, most of them. And then you pick them up. That's a 14-foot wall. Boom, up. There you go. Boop. Level it. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, we need the Benny Hill music, Deej.
Yeah. And then... You can see I'm putting up a little bit of a brace right there. And here you go. That was it. That is the first wall for the theater. I got sounds going on here and I don't even have my phone on me. Oh, well. yeah. So sorry. But yeah, that is the first wall for the theater. Let me give it a full screen here. This right here, if you're looking at the arrow on the screen, that is going to be the back wall. It's going to come out to here. This is going to be the doorway to the theater. But this space right here is a separation between the inside wall of the theater, which this is an inch away from the joists up here. That's why I had to put this brace up here. Otherwise, the wall would have just fallen down on me. This wall, this is an exterior wall. This is actually... nailed right to the joists above, but there'll be 6 inches between here and here. This will all be this wall that comes out along here, the front one, we'll call it the back wall of the theater. that'll all be stuffed with insulation. But everything is going to be separate from the rest of the house. So this wall is up and now I have to do the wall on the other side and then I'll put a few joists ceiling joists across, but they're going to be staggered in between the floor joists from above. So nothing's touching. And, yeah, so that is where, and it's literally, that's where it is right now. Cause I got pulled away to other projects that I had to, attend to in the meantime. I wanted to, I was moving a lot. These walls don't take long to put up because everything's, all these studs are cut to the same size. It just, it goes up real easy, but I was hoping to have it done by today, but, that wasn't the case. So,
Is that the equipment room behind where the ladders are there, the step ladders?
Yes.
That's the equipment room in there, isn't it, Deej?
Yes. So right where that ladder is, actually right now, if I took a picture today, that's filled with all of my toolboxes and everything in there. But that is going to be the equipment room, all the gear, all my equipment rack will be in there. So if you're looking at it on the screen right here, you can barely see, that's the door to come downstairs on the edge here. Right here, there'll be a 24 inch wide door. You'll go in this way, turn the corner and turn back that way. So this will be when you come out and you look to your left, there'll be, or come down the stairs, you'll look to your left, there'll be a movie poster on the wall there, but that will be the media room. Blu-rays, DVD, 4Ks that aren't on Kaleidoscape will be in there. The rack will be in there. All run conduit will be run separate into that room. So no sound is leaking out of there. All of those questions, as Paul Hurt knows, have been answered.
And is the projector going to be in that room as well, Deej, firing through like a projection booth? So, or is that going to be in the room?
Good question. So, I can't really show you on the wall here, but the projector will be in the ceiling in an exterior room outside of the theater room. Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be above. So when you walk into the theater, you'll have about 7.5, maybe 7 feet, 10 inches over your head. And then when you get to about, it's going to be 14 feet from the screen. So you'll walk in and about 6 feet after you've walked into the room, the ceiling will go up to the full 106 inches all the way to the front wall and in there. And the design I have right now is so that that is actually that room for the projector will be part of the ceiling, will be ducted and everything all the way to the equipment room, and also have its own, ductwork so that all run with AC Infinity fans. So that when it gets warm up there, it'll pull cool air in from one side and pump the cool air, the warm air out from somewhere else. So, but yeah, cool. That's, yeah, it's not, I mean, that one there is, I'm really excited to see how that one comes out too. But I got to get the whole room framed. And then, you know, once I go to drywall, then I can start doing, you know, getting into all of that stuff too. But yeah, a lot of fun. Slight changes taking place to gain some width in the room and everything like that. But, that's the other reason I spent after I got this wall up, I'm looking and I'm now I know I'm getting closer to knowing exactly how much space I have and how much space I'm going to need. And now I'm looking at like, okay, I want to have this much room on the sides for my speakers and I got to have this and that. And I'm like, it's getting tight. So I'm trying to squeeze a few more inches out, you know, and every inch counts, you know, so.
So I've been told.
Yep. Yeah. More than I'd like to know. but even my, just to give you an idea, it's like, my dad calls me today and he's like, how thick, he's got a desk going in his office in that he has up on his side. In on his side of the house. And I can't remember how wide the room is. It's a small, small office. It's real thin. And he's like, how thick? All right. Cause he measured the studs and he's like, how thick is the drywall you're using? And I was like, oh, 7/16. And, he goes, oh, okay. And I go, let me know if you need it. I go, I can go to the 1/4 inch. They have a real like thin 1/4 inch drywall. I go, and that'll grab you an inch of space if your desk is a little tight. I'm like, he's like, ah, I might need that. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, and that's what's like when you're built, especially when you're building your own house like this, you can grab every inch that's available for you just by doing stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I could have grabbed more inches on this by cutting out on away from this piping. Here, oh, I took the picture down. So this is the septic pipe to go out, you know, the drain. And on this wall here to go to the stairs, we actually carved out like an inch and a half just so that it would fit snugger against the wall. But here I didn't want to do that because if I go snug to the wall, if I get that 2x4, that wall closer, and then the spray foam goes on, the spray foam is going to be 3 inches thick. Now they're going to be touching. And I know it's still spray foam. I just didn't want anything touching. I mean, why bother? I'll sacrifice the inch, 2 inches or whatever. Plus it's easier. You just put it up and you don't have to worry. But yeah, there you go. There you go.
Looking good. Looking good.
It's fun. I'm having a ball with it.
Oh, good, man. That's awesome.
So, all right. You ready to get to this one? Oh, what do we got in the chat? Anything interesting?
People talking about, Paul Antor's dropped in. Zombie Russ is in as well.
Zombie. And
Zombie saying, Paul, make the right choice setting the walls on the concrete and not the floating floor. And then there's some discussion then about the, about how to set it and what to do with the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Paul says, put your walls on the floating floor. It's a massive concrete sprung floating floor.
Yeah.
That's quite hard to say. Concrete sprung floating floor.
Yeah. Zombie, thank you. I owe that to Paul Hurt. We had talked months ago and I was like, I was debating. I didn't know which way I should go, if I should slide it under. And we were in one of the Patreon chats and Paul was like, oh yeah. He goes, no, just go there. He goes, you're going to get resonate, you know, it's going to go into the floor. And I mean, whether you're on the floor, right? So whether you put the wall on the floor or the sound is just on the floor, you can't really isolate from that too much. So it, and what he explained, we had a long discussion about it and it made total sense. He's like, just, he goes, do that, then put the wall there. And then it also offers you more, a better seal of anything leaking out, because when you put that floor up against the wall, you can caulk that and now you've got a tighter seal and everything. And it's like, you know, because instead of your wall sitting on the floor like this, now your wall is like that into the side and then you caulk the top of it. And it's so I mean, there's a lot of little things there. And it's when you're doing it this way, you get the opportunity to do it right, which does save me a lot of money from having to buy all the proprietary sound absorption and sound isolating, I should say, stuff. So, but yeah.
Yeah, they had to do a fair bit of that. I mean, bear in mind when they converted into my garage into Cinema George, it was a concrete floor and they had to kind of, they've done a lot of messing around with that to get that as good as they can to prevent reflections and everything else. But yeah, so that was something they ummed and ahed over for a while as well. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And, Zombie Russ, 5 also says it's odd the manufacturer recommends building on them. I disagree too. Yeah, Zombie, I would say that's kind of like how the shampoo companies recommend you shower, rinse, and repeat so they double their sales. By you having to go that other 3.5 on both sides, you're probably increasing – you're going to have to buy more product. So, of course, they want you to put everything on the floor. And it's like, whereas if you just – I might not even do it on the inside of – like I have false walls. I might just do the subfloor in the room. And then on the outside, it'll just be like straight down and you'll see, you know, I'll do something else in there. Because really the subfloor is for you and for comfort for your feet. It's to keep the isolation from the cold ground. But I do have an insulated basement now because of a situation that happened earlier. So that shouldn't be too big of an issue. But yeah, it's marketing, but. Think logistically and what you're trying to get and like use marketing as a tool, but don't necessarily use it as a Bible. It's kind of tough. It's an expensive way to live. And talk to trusted people like Paul Hurt, who's, you know, audio engineer, professional and, you know, people, there's tons of people that'll give you solicited advice. And, you know, if you ask them, they'll give you honest opinions. So, just try to stay away from the people just shouting at you and telling you the unsolicited advice. That's usually wrong.
Yes. And take that from a solicitor.
Exactly. All right. You ready for this one?
Yeah. We got
to
get cracking.
This is a surprise to me. I didn't know, but yeah, let's go. Here we go.
Right. So next to now, Cameronorama, and you're always going to say it wrong, is the lesser known indie 1984 movie, The Terminator. Yes, you may have heard of it. Seen The Stooge?
Yeah. Once or twice.
Yeah. So I'd had in mind, knowing that I had two Cameron movies coming for this week, I had in mind would just do James Cameron movies and that was it. And in terms of, you know, decent, worth talking about, home theater experiences, I couldn't sensibly do the next one that we're going to talk about without doing this one. Now, this is only 1080p Blu-ray, DTS HD 5.1. It's an older release and it shows. So you've got a 1080p, video, which is grainy. There are print speckles on it, especially during a number of the effects shots. And they're what look like waterfall marks on it as well, which I suspect is from the optical printing, but I don't know. So it is grainy. It's got print speckles and it needs a remaster. It really does. And I think just about everybody listening to this or watching this would agree if the Terminator gets a 4K remaster, then we'll all be picking it up yesterday. So it does need it, to be fair. And the audio is very much showing its age and needs some cleanup work done. It does not mean though that it's not still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the even up mixed to Neural X, which is how we always watch these things. The sounds are very isolated into their speakers. There's only so much envelopment that comes from this, but it is still fun. And when the HKs go over, they do move over the room and they do move, you know, appropriately. And you know, there is some fun. And again, you've got a pan in here as well, Deej, with the model truck in the car coming off screen.
Yeah.
And it comes across the station wagon and then goes over the truck and stops center. So there's a little pan that comes from there. But
there'll be a few more of those later on we'll talk about too.
Oh yeah. But as a camera in pan, it is one of them.
Yeah.
And so it's showing its age, but the video's not brilliant. Certainly not compared to some of the other things we're talking about. The video's not brilliant. The audio is definitely dated. But it is still an amazing movie and I loved rewatching it. I mean, I was too young to see it on the big screen. So this is the biggest screen I've ever seen it on. And I haven't yet watched it in Cinema George. So I've been kind of holding out for a 4K release. So it was great fun to see it again, even with all the textural issues. I mean, it's this presumably then, Deej, this is the kind of film. Hey, Todd's in. Hey, Todd. Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Just chatting with him, sending him a message. Yeah, Todd Anderson's in the chat.
Yeah,
hey, like, Todd. What's up, DJ and Steve?
So I think maybe this is the kind of film that those that don't like the new 4K remasters would kind of love this then, because it's grainy and it's gritty and it's definitely film-like, albeit it exhibits all the problems that you'd like fixed in an ideal world. I'll be very curious to see if Cameron does go back and remaster this. I don't think he will because, of course, it's not a Fox one. This is owned by MGM, I do believe. So I doubt he would go back to this. But if he does, I'd be fascinated to see how this would look applying the non-AI technology that he's employed on the other three to see what they could do with this. Because I think it'd be very, very interesting. Great fun. Really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, needs to be, it's worth experiencing it again. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this has already got it on Blu-ray. Well worth a watch. And I did enjoy it. And so many great lines in this that you can quote forever.
We're supposed to be getting it this year, right?
I haven't heard. Yeah, I haven't heard if we have or not.
I've heard people talking about it, that it is supposed to be, Paul saying there is supposed to be a Terminator remaster this year. That's one of the reasons to watch it on Blu-ray. Mm. Get it fresh in your head and then you'll be able to enjoy the upgrade, you know, and, you know, which we didn't really get to do with The Abyss and stuff. And even in True Lies, you know, Aliens we could, but it's such a fun movie. I watched this one a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so. I love this movie and it has some good audio with it. And it'll be fun to see with the remaster of, like, do they tinker and actually use some special effects with the special effects they did when he's doing the eye and stuff? I did a show on this one years ago, and it's like you could see the different, like, at one point you see Arnold go at his eye and there's no blade in the X-Acto knife. Because if the knife he uses is the kind you just unscrew and you pull the blade out. And so, like, at one point he comes, one shot they show him coming up and it's got the blade and then they cut away and come back and now it's got no blade in it. And you're like, what is that all that going to look like in 4K? Do they actually tinker with it a little bit and actually, you know, put some digital effects in there, make it cleaner and more consistent, you know, what do you call it? I can't think of the word, but.
Well, he has tinkered with them. I mean, he did famously tinker with a shot in T2 where he fixed a flaw with the windscreen of the truck as it comes over into the reservoir, the water, you know, the storm drains. So he has done it, but I don't think he's going to be involved with this. I don't think he will be, because it's MGM and somehow he's got a really good relationship with Fox. And obviously they produce Avatar and all the other movies. So I think he's got a reason to come back and do what he's done with the other three. So I doubt he'd be involved with this, but I'd really like to see it. That's for sure. And it's great fun. So well worth revisiting. I see time getting on, Deej, so we better move on.
Yeah.
Disappearing
yeah,
on us.
Well, we'll pull that down. But yeah, while I'm doing this, yeah. Todd in the chat is, and people, Todd, I pulled this one, Paul saying, enjoying your home theater news podcast, Todd. Yeah, it's, I look forward to that every week. I haven't listened to this week's yet. I saw the headlines. I get the updates automatically, and I saw the headline, and one of the headlines in there was Expona. And so it, being the lazy person I am right now, instead of actually listening, I just texted Todd. I'm like, are you going to Expona? Because I'll be there. I wanted to know. And he's like, no, he's been traveling too much. So he couldn't, he can't go. So, but yeah, definitely go to your, Todd, are you on all of it? Put it in the chat. We'll talk more about it in a little bit. I got some windows. This is what we did. My brother-in-law and I did the other day. We put some windows in the crappy weather, pouring rain. And, so we did the ones on the farmer's porch, but then we put in the sliders, and you can see on this picture here how much, the rain was coming in. It's pouring, you know, this is before we get the slider in there, but, he's the professional. So he's like, I need you to hold it while I get everything level and right on the inside. And it was, you could see him here. He's out there securing it after the fact, but I'm holding it. And it was pouring, and we have no gutters. So all the water on the roof is just pouring down on me, and I'm just holding it. And it's about 35 degrees. So I was just like, I'm like, just in my sweatshirt is like rain resistant, which isn't really, it's like, it just starts soaking through, but yeah, so. We got those windows in, and then Saturday, I had my buddy Derek come over. Thank you, Derek. He helped us get this one in. This is a big window, and you have to put it in from the outside, so we had to get up on ladders and hold this thing in place. But then we did that, and the entire back wall, and this is about, I don't know, 15, 16 feet off the ground, so I'm on a ladder while they're handing the window through. We can get the windows through. So we got those all in. And so the house has windows on the main floor, and these are the inside windows. And then I'll jump right to this. We had a solar eclipse yesterday in the region, and there's more windows, and there's a solar eclipse. I don't know how that happened. This is us watching the solar eclipse. This is from a camera I have on a tree, and that's the solar eclipse from our area. So my cousin Christian took it with his professional camera, so he could get the aperture, you know, everything right. And that's actually like the full eclipse that we got in our area. But my son was actually up in Wildcat Mountain, and he was able to see the full eclipse up there because it went right through just north of us. So he took the day off and went up there. So, all right. Let's see. The rain, Paul hurt. The rain's supposed to stay on the outside. Yeah. Doesn't always work out that way.
And you've got a detailed review from Steve Att, who says, well, looks like a house.
Yeah. That's what I was going for, Steve.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you for the compliment. That's a lovely shed you got going there.
House place.
Yeah. All right. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is the penultimate Cameron movie, T2 Judgment Day. And, you know, we could do a four-hour podcast each just on this without any problem whatsoever. Nope. So, you know, we'll have to rattle through this because I really want to talk about the last one. So again, as part of the Cameron thing, this was next. And again, I deliberately gravitated towards this because this is another controversial disc, and it's a disc where I think your and I's opinion of it, Deej, differs from the vast majority who really don't like it. And so this is the Studio Canal release, which doesn't help when it comes up with a title card before anything else comes up that says this is the 3D version or is based on the 3D version. So it's almost, you know, poking the bear before it even starts. Yeah, movie's great. Movie's awesome. Loved it. There's, you know, we all know that. In terms of how it looks, I don't hate this disc. a bit like True Lies, in as much as I'm just glad we've got it. Now, unfortunately, it's not the special edition. It's only the theatrical version, which is a shame.
Oh.
And it's only in DTS. Yeah, this one is. Yeah, the Studio Canal one here is only the theatrical version. Okay. So it's theatrical. It's in DTS HD 5.1. Ooh, the other thing which is also designed to upset people is that there is a German language track on this, which is in 7.1. The English language is in 5.1 DTS HD. So it's just trying to wind people up, I think.
Yeah.
And of course, the other problem is we had the DVD, which came out, which had a 6.1 DTS ES track on it. So, you know, there are tracks out there, but there it is. So this is the version that I saw anyway. I don't hate the image quality on this. A bit like True Lies, there are issues. Of that, there's no doubt. But it still looks better than the versions that I've had before. It looks great on my big screen and it sounds really good. And I had a rather fun experience with this week because I got to watch the opening with someone who has never seen it before.
Yeah.
And I had it at full reference volume, hit play, and I got to experience it through their eyes and ears. And that was a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed it. I like this movie a lot. It's a great film, one of the best sequels of all time. And it's fantastic on this. Could it be better? Yes. Will we get hopefully a proper 4K master at some point? Let's hope so. In Atmos, yes, please. But for now, this will do. And, you know, I get that lots of people don't like it, but I still think the wider color gamut really does have an impact on this. The metal foundry at the end, when you've got the blue of the night sky and the night kind of lenses to then the burnt orange, reddish kind of hues of the foundry, there's a lovely interplay between them, and they still look really, really nice and better in my view than DVD or Blu-ray could do. So I don't hate it. I know people don't like it. I get it, but I think it's great. And you know, I'll take this over the Blu-ray any day of the week. Yeah. And you, Deej?
Absolutely. It's like, Todd saying the same thing in the chat. He's saying, actually, Todd Anderson of AV Nirvana. He's so many places. And it's like, figures, he pops in the one show, we're in a hurry. When you said we're losing time, I was actually about to text him, hey, you want to pop on? And I'm like, oh crap, we are running out of time. But anyways, Todd says, I actually like the AV on my T2 copy. I'm also a little confused about all the hate. And it's true. It's like, I didn't get it. It's like, I loved this movie. I think I had this movie in 4K before I had a podcast. Before I was paying attention to anybody else and anything like that. Like I'd read reviews on, let me see, Blu-ray.com. Yeah, they gave a video, they had 2.5 for 4K video. Mm. I just pulled it up. And I've said it before, I stopped reading reviews before I see the movies myself because there was a very popular movie that I really enjoyed. I honestly don't remember which one it was, but I read the review ahead of time and then I was like, I don't see what they're seeing. And it was kind of tainting me, like making me think of that while I was watching the movie. And then other movies, and then I'm like, that's it, I'm done. I'll read them after the fact, but let me form my own opinion first. And that goes for us too. I'm not saying like listen to us and then go watch, but I mean, even I like to watch these movies and get my own opinion first. But yes. I loved this movie. And then all the, it needs more grain. It's a futuristic movie. I don't understand why people were surprised that he didn't like clean it up and make it look more futuristic, right? It's like you want those metals to look like that. I did watch this again this week and I got most of the way through it. And after having done so much, I'm literally doing predominantly streaming or strictly streaming in the morning, watching my Marvel shows. And then when you go to something like this, you're like, ooh, look how crystal clear everything is, how beautiful it is. And for the first time I'm noticing in this, I'm like, okay, their faces are getting, wow, look at the detail. And then that little bit of waxiness will show up and you're like, but wait a minute. And some of the scenes it's with, T-1000. And I'm like, but he's all metal.
Robert Patrick.
There you go. Yeah. Robert Patrick. I'm like, but he's all metal. Maybe that's what he's supposed to look like. Right. So it's give me a break. And then even that scene when they're pushing on Arnold's face and for the first time when John Connor's like, pushing on it. His face, it's like, it does. His skin looks a little bit unnatural. Tons of detail, but you can see the makeup and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, but that's fake skin. It's supposed to be fake skin. So that's kind of cool, right? But I just, the look, the detail on Linda Hamilton when she's like carving and she's in the black tank top and she's getting ready and everything. And it's like the detail on her, there's not a bit of waxiness. She looks amazing. Yeah. Her arms, everything about her. It's like, there's so much detail in there that you're like, how can you pick this apart? I don't even know how, honestly, I don't know how they could improve it. Like, what are you going to do? Go back and put grain in it for the people that want grainy movies? I don't
know. Yeah, it's weird. And I mean, that's just the video. And of course, the audio, I mean, there is still the great, you know, your favorite scene with the, you know, in Cyberdyne, you know, I mean, it still looks great and sounds great. And even in this version, the DTS HD 5.1, that explosion nicely billows around the back of the room as well as come forward. I mean, it's not Lucy. It's not June. It's not rearranging the room, but it does billow beautifully around the back of the room and across the back. So yeah, it's great. I would say, I hope we're not repeating ourselves too much, but my opinion is if you've been put off from buying this because everybody says it's crap, I would still, you could pick it up very cheaply now. Yeah. Give it a go, make up your own mind and see what you think. And I think most people watching it on a properly calibrated setup system, not their laptops, might actually think, do you know what? That's all right. It's not, you know, it's not brilliant, but it's not awful either. Yeah. I don't think, but you know,
I've bought more copies of this movie than Bloodshot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I own this so many times. I actually bought two copies of the 4K when it was released because they released, the 4K, like you see, normal packaging, but then they released that special edition with the endoskeleton arm. And that was one of my dreams to always have that arm in my theater. And I wanted to light it, actually put it in the wall like they did in the movie, which I may do someday now, but I got that one, but it wasn't like you bought it at the same time, but they weren't coming out for a few months later. But I wasn't waiting that long for the disc. So I bought the disc and then that came in and I have that disc. So. Yeah,
love that. That edition is now selling for about $4,000 on eBay.
Is it really? It wasn't that much. It really was. It wasn't four. I think, what did I pay? Like 150, 200 bucks?
Yeah, something like that.
For the disc and 4,000. The arm? Yeah. Mm. And I have it on display at the back of my theater. So I love that. It's like, if we had time, I'd scroll through my pictures and show you. Because every time somebody talks about, I love Terminator 2, I'm like, oh, yeah? Hold my beer.
I still think the coolest thing is the thermal detonator. But
my thermal detonator or yours?
Yours. Yeah, I know.
We'll have to talk about that another time.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Joe's listening.
Hey. It's there all blurry. Come on, we got to do the hold it back. Oh, he's so cool. It is very cool. Nice. Yeah, Terminator. Yeah, I can see it, man. T2. Very cool.
Dun, 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 very good. Dun,
dun. dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's very cool. dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you got a glamorous assistant, Deej. I had no idea.
See?
That's
no, it's plastic. Is that metal? No, it's plastic. It's all plastic. Yeah,
it's all, mimetic polyalloy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so, I mean, it's really, really cool. That's getting a special display when I get the time. Mm. Oh, geez, I'm on full screen. Get me off of there. What the hell? Look ridiculous. I hate when I do that.
Okay, right. All let's right. get to this.
Let's get to this. Last one. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Coming to the stage. Ooh. Here we go.
Oh. Right, boy, have I been looking forward to this, and I'm going to talk really quickly because I can see the time. So this is Aliens at long last on 4K UHD Dolby Atmos. the third of the Cameron trilogy of movies released on 4K, one after the other, because we're not going to count Titanic because that was released before. These three were all kind of released at the same time, at least in the US. It's not out here until the 22nd of this month. I've imported it. I gave up waiting. Having seen how good The Abyss looked, I had to get this. I could not wait. And it only cost me £3 more than it would have done if I just waited and bought it when it came out. Okay. Movie's great. I'm not going to say anything more about the film other than we get the special edition on this disc. If you get this disc, by the way, guys, and you're wondering, if you hit play just with The Abyss, you get the theatrical version. You've got to go into setup and then choose the special edition. Otherwise, you ain't going to get it. So that notwithstanding, fantastic movie. Love it. One of my favorite sequels again of all time. And we've talked last week about Alien, Aliens, depending on the mood you're in as to which one is the favorite. And, you know, that's me all day long. So let me talk video, because that's what I think most people are here to know about. This is fantastic video. I don't care what anyone says about this. This is absolutely my opinion. I think in terms of remasters, this is reference. Yeah. I have absolutely never seen detail like this on a movie this old. Whatever technology they've used, it's not AI, as I've been told. Whatever they've done, I don't care if they've used magic.
Right.
All right, I don't care if the Scarlet Witch has done this. I don't care. It looks fantastic. The detail levels on this are awesome. And I've took a couple of pictures, put up on Twitter. If anyone wants to see my Twitter feed, you can see it. You cannot get sensibly more detail out of this than what is on this movie. And that is from the very opening shot where you get the push in on the sort of the escape shuttle, which looks three dimensional now as the sort of camera moves towards it, or indeed it moves towards the camera. From second one to the very last second, the detail is fantastic. I've seen so many things I've never seen before, and I know this movie backwards. The black levels are as good as they can be.
I want spoilers. You're watching it backwards?
Well, it's like Memento. Yeah, it's a strange film about aliens that crawl into eggs. It's really weird. But anyway.
They're going into the walls.
What the hell? Yeah, it's game starting, man. So you get a it looks absolutely just awesome. And the black levels are amazing. It's not like they're all gray or anything like that. They look brilliant. I love the fact, by the way, the special edition footage is absolutely indistinguishable from the normal footage. They have done all the work on that they've done on all the rest of it. So there is no change in it anymore. You could not tell they've cut to the older footage. It's seamless, literally seamless branching, which is fantastic. I love how this looks, and I get it. You know, you don't like it. That's fine. You don't have to, but I loved it. It is way better than I even dreamed it could be. And I think this is the best of the three. And I really liked The Abyss, but I think this is better in terms of how they've changed it. The Atmos audio is fantastic as well. Really, really enjoyed that. Loads of stuff going on in this. It's bassy, it's beefy, it's not obviously Lucy and June or anything like that, but it is very, very nice indeed. And it's all enveloping again. This is not push Atmos. This is not lazy Atmos, as we're now going to call it. This is a properly done, carefully done mix, and it's great. The dropship sequence is all around. You know, when there's rain falling, when they get to LV-426, whatever it is, you know, you can hear it all around. You can hear all that going on. You know, the footprints as they're going all squelch and everything else. The pulse rifles have never sounded more cool. And the screeching aliens are all around the room. I think this disc is near reference. I love it. And this will go in my list of, you know, older movies remastered in 4K. How do you do it? This is how you do it. And please, if anyone's listening that knows, can we just have every movie from like the 80s and the 90s done exactly like this, please? And I'll be a happy chap.
Like Titanic. That wasn't from the 80s. What exactly? But Titanic was from 97. 98, Titanic.
97? Oh, yeah, 97.
97, 98, one of those.
Yeah, it's 97. It is 97, sorry.
And it's like we were like blown away by it. And it was, and this is even older. I think, honestly, I would put Titanic ahead of this one, but it's also a newer footage that they were pulling from. But I'm not going to get into specifics on either any particular scenes or people that were tweeting when this dropped or people that got early releases and the Blu-rays and they were, and I sent to you and John, I'm like, look, this isn't, no, these aren't right. And that they're talking about, it was all basically, it was calibration issues. People that were in, and Steve has seen the foot. Steve knows the scenes, knows the, oh, this looks like, I'm like, look, here are my images. And this is what it looks like. It's like, and what they're complaining, and my images were I don't want to say a 180, but it was that close of a difference, that big of a difference, right? In from what they were saying online. And these are respected people. And then you read the threads and they're like, I'm not buying it. I'm not doing this. I'm not. And you know, I'm like, are you kidding me? But then these same people, oh, you got to support physical media. You got to do this. Why is physical media dying? Well, you're killing it. You're killing it because you don't know how to calibrate your screen or you don't know how to go from SDR to HDR. And a lot of people were making that mistake. And I was quiet back then because maybe it was me. I don't know. But now I talk to more people that see it when the disc comes out and they're like, oh, okay. But there are a lot of people out there that I don't think they know how to set their setups up correctly. Mm. And they're making supposedly informed decisions. And I'm like, it's not the case. And it's sad. Yeah. It's sad. So, I mean, a lot of their stuff, I mean, I'm, you know, take everything, including what we say, with a grain of salt, right? See it for yourself. Don't make buying decisions because one guy or a bunch of people go, it's crap. It's like, look around, see what it is. And if you really do love physical media, you shouldn't be listening to anybody before you buy it. You should have just already bought it and then make your own decision. Mm. If you love physical media, like I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, I think I've been pretty fair about True Lies and, you know, okay, I see issues. T2, I see issues. I still like them, but I see issues. This, yeah. I do not get. I can't understand how you can look at this and not have your jaw on the floor. Yeah. You know, and again, anyone that wants to know, you know, I'd invite them all around. There's not room. But, yeah. You know, genuinely, it is awesome. And I was blown away by this. I mean, it's not like me to tweet 10 minutes into a movie going, 10 minutes in.
I know.
I am loving it. You know, it was awesome. And I will watch this again and again and again. And just the detail levels are jaw-dropping. They really are.
Yeah.
And I can't say that any clearer. You know, and again, if it wasn't great, I'd say it. We're not sponsored, as we said last time.
No.
You know, no one's bought these discs for us. We're spending our own cash for this. So if it was rubbish, there'd be no reason for me to say otherwise.
Right.
But it was fantastic. And you really should do yourselves a favor, guys, and pick this up. You know, if you've got it on Kaleidoscape, I appreciate it's not a special edition. But, you know, yeah. So if you want to get the disc, it's fantastic. And I sensibly cannot see how anyone can say otherwise, but you know, fair enough. All I can say is on my screen in Cinema George, it was stunningly good. And I don't use that phrase lightly.
No, you don't. And of the three, right, that dropped together, how would you rank them?
Aliens, The Abyss, and then True Lies. Aliens, really? And Aliens. And do you know what? It's not, because I really like The Abyss. I loved how it looked. I mean, yeah. As I said, and I maintain, but this was so much better than I thought it was going to be. That okay. I put this, if we're saying out of 10, for argument's sake, 9.8 out of 10 with this. I reckon The Abyss would be 8.5 and True Lies probably really? A 6. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you factoring the movie into it as well? Or are you just going transfer?
Well, there's always going to be a bit of both, isn't there? One, it does bleed into another. You can't, I don't think you can necessarily separate it. But in terms of the sheer quality of this is just mind blowing in terms of the detail. Now, of course, bear in mind, we're comparing a 2-3-5 movie with a 1-8-5 film. So, of course, and this was shot in a lot of close-ups. So the detail is shown off a lot more in this. So I think that may filter into it to a certain extent as well.
Good point.
But as an off-the-cuff, you say to me, which one would you watch tomorrow? It would be this, and then it would be The Abyss, and then it would be True Lies. But, I mean, you know, that's not to say that The Abyss is not good. It's amazing. But this is exceptionally good.
See,
in terms of what I was expecting.
I would have gone Abyss, Aliens, and True Lies, and I am probably I'm going by the remaster. I thought The Abyss, its remastering audio wise, and obviously once you get the Atmos, because Kaleidoscape, we got Atmos like 3 days after it dropped. They gave us DTS master audio, so I watched the entire thing that way, and then they gave us Atmos. So I was like, okay, and I'm like, oh wow, okay. A little bit more dynamic. I really enjoyed that. So plus gave me an excuse to watch it again. But I thought that if I'm being honest, going through and looking for any kind of technical flaws or anything, I thought The Abyss had had less than Aliens. Than Aliens. And it was close. They're very close. They're both very, very good, like reference level transfers. And then True Lies, I felt, dropped off from there. And that you were just like, okay, I don't know what happened here, but it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't bother me, because most of that movie, 95% of it, is just dead on detailed and everything. And then you got a few other scenes, but I would have gone with Abyss first. So that's why I wanted to ask. But yeah, Aliens looks, it's an amazing looking movie. It's an amazing movie. And the space movies, like you said, it's like, it would be disappointing if like you threw this in and it looked like the Batman and the black levels are a little bit, you know, which you understand it in the Batman. It's the tone that they're setting and everything like that. But when you're in the, you know, deep darkness of space and it's supposed to be like emptiness and black, and it's like, damn, they nailed it. It looks so good.
Yeah. And then, well, they did, and then also the model work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with the model work, you see, where that, if that's not lit properly and that's all gray, it looks fake as anything. But the black levels are so good on this that it doesn't really show them, other than, you know, their models, but it doesn't really show it up, which again is a testament to how well it was lit originally and then how good the remaster is. It's very, very cool. I think it's great, but there we go. I recommend this all day long, Aliens fans. Buy it, is my opinion, but obviously up to you.
I love it. And I'm glad. It's like, I didn't know, obviously I have my opinions before, and it's like when you're early on, it's like, I definitely don't want to, at the same time, I'd never want to be the person to tell you something negative and have you not buy it. But at the same time, I also don't want to come out and tell you how much I love it and then have you run out and buy it and go, everybody comes out and goes, no, it's crap. Oh, sorry. I said I liked it back then and I saw some flaws, but I really did enjoy it. But it is really, really good. So glad to hear it, Steve. Glad to hear it. I think that's it. Correct.
Yep.
We are out of time. Mm-hmm. We are done. Todd, thanks for popping in, buddy. Give me a call, will you? No. He's like, oh crap, I shouldn't have come in. No, he's busy too. Thank you everybody in the chat. Crazy, crazy amount of chatting going on. Crazy amount of people. The numbers are going up. And that the number Steve and I are seeing is a combination of all of the places, and it's really, really huge for us. Did we hit 80, 180 yet?
I think 179. I think we might
179,
have 179. Yeah. Yes.
Damn. So, see, there's Todd. He just jumped onto X, but he was
on Twitter. Yeah.
He's in twice. So there you go. So that's why. So yeah, people on X watching on our channels and everything. So thanks everybody. Thank you to Patreon supporters. Believe me, I really appreciate it. My trip I've told you guys for forever, I never touched the Patreon money. All the donations we did last year, over approaching $3,000 from last year, we donated to people throughout the year. All of that was done. I never touched any of the money, so I had the money all sitting there. And now this is enabling me to, because it's there, I can run the show. I have a good buffer. I can run the show, and it's actually paying for my trip to Chicago. So thank you, everybody. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. You can go to brightsidehometheater.com and buy us a box of popcorn. It all goes to support the show, support us, and all of that, all of the fun stuff that we would like to do in the future, including the 24-hour podcast, right, Todd? We're going to raise some crazy money for Movember this November. So looking forward to that. So, all right, everybody, have a great week. I will be back Tuesday with a crazy Takeover Tuesday. Really looking forward to that. Steve, thank you for putting up with me today, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure.
John, miss you. And everybody else, you know what you got to do.
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.